The Suncoast Tiger Bay Club met at the St. Petersburg Yacht Club this morning. Dillinger said the Supreme Court will have a narrow decision on whether or not sentencing juveniles for life without parole is cruel and unusual punishment.
It'll be a very interesting opinion. I have no doubt that it will not be a unanimous opinion out of the Supreme Court based on what I heard from the oral arguments. But, you know, they did say that you can't execute juveniles. And, you know, putting them in prison for the rest of their lives is you know, obviously pretty severe. So I would hope that they find some kind of criteria that allows the states to do it individually, but mandate some type of review later in that child's life.
Dillinger spoke about his experience with convicted juveniles, which leads him to oppose life sentences without parole for juvenile criminals.
I think on non-homicide cases, life without the possibility of parole is probably too serious for juveniles. They should be considered down the road at some point to see if, in fact, they have changed. Some 13-year-olds act like they're 10. Some 13-year-olds act like they're 20. And down the road, you'll know if that distinction is there.
The Public Defender's Office has been particularly successful in curbing the rearrest rate of past offenders through their program.
We have diverted from the jail almost 3,000 people. We provide housing. We provide medication. We provide transportation, and we provide therapy. We were audited a little bit more than a month ago. The first audit that we had, which was about a year ago, showed that of those people that we diverted out of the criminal justice system and out of the jail, we had an 89% success rate of them not being arrested again. The new audit showed a 91% non-rearrest rate of those people.
There are 3,500 children in the foster care program in Pinellas and Pasco County. Dillinger emphasized a special concern for their welfare.
The dependency system is the system that treats your foster care system. Children who have been abused, abandoned, or neglected. 25% of the dependent children right now are homeless within a year. I certainly believe it. A great number of them are in prison. And my goal when I took office was to try and not have our clients keep coming back. There's going to be some that always come back. I know that. But our real goal is to try and help those that can be helped and that can be helped safely not come back in this system.
One way to prevent juveniles from developing into criminals is to ensure that they receive proper education and deal with important family issues prior to the first grade.
Investing heavily in children, young children, has a huge economic impact in the future. They can get jobs, they're stable, and they develop and learn properly. We just have to invest more in these young children. If they are not ready to learn when they enter kindergarten or first grade, we got a problem. And those problems are going to be on my doorstep. So that's why I think we are very lucky to have a juvenile welfare board in Pinellas County. It's a taxing authority. And we have got to address those issues. And my bias in that respect is we have to go where the greatest need is.
In Florida, nearly 3,600 juveniles were transferred to adult court during the 2007-2008 fiscal year. The number in Pinellas has nearly doubled in the last 4 years. Dillinger said that treating juveniles as adults can increase their likelihood of becoming repeat offenders.
Well, there's actually a myth going around about the large number of juveniles committing a large number of crimes. That's actually not the case. Florida leads the nation in putting children into prison system. You put a 14-year-old in the prison system, they're mine forever. You know, you're not going to have much success with that child. You put a 14-year-old in a secure facility for juveniles that treats them as opposed to punishes them, and you have a chance of succeeding. And I think we should err on the side of succeeding with our children than making them permanent criminals.
The Supreme Court will decide the juvenile sentencing cases, Graham v. Florida and Sullivan v. Florida, within the next year. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.